On Wednesday's front page, polite talk but no deals at the White House. President Obama and Republican congressional leaders met for the first time since last month's election. Diplomatic cables indicate Washington and Pakistan have their differences when it comes to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and training athletes when they're still in cribs and strollers. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says President Obama and Republican congressional leaders held a high-profile post-election meeting at the White House. They promised cooperation, but they didn't come to any concrete agreements on the issues that divide them. Here's what the president had to say afterward.
I think that there was a sincere effort on the part of everybody involved to actually commit to work together to try to deal with these problems. And they understand that these aren't times for us to be playing games. As I told the leaders at the beginning of the meeting, the next election is 2 years away, and there will be plenty of time for campaigning. But right now we're facing some very serious challenges. We share an obligation to meet them. And that will require choosing the best of our ideas over the worst of our politics.
Both sides said they'd begin negotiations on whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts that are set to expire in a month. The president assigned Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and White House Budget Director Jacob Lew to the talks. Also on Wednesday's front page, the financial worries in Europe are reaching into countries that aren't on the edge. The euro slipped to 1.30 against the dollar. As recently as November 5th, it was trading above 140. Of more concern were rising yields on Italian debt and Belgian bonds. Rising yields reflect increased risk and could point to inflation. More from the leaked diplomatic cables, this time about the U.S., Pakistan, and the war in Afghanistan. It's clear from the cables that behind the public reassurances, the U.S. and Pakistan remain far apart on issues like Pakistan's support for the Taliban and its tolerance of Al-Qaeda. Pakistan is also not happy the U.S. is warmed up to its archenemy, India. The Senate moved to make food safer in the wake of deadly E. coli and salmonella outbreaks. It approved a bill that would give the FDA the power to crack down on unsafe food before it harms people. That means increasing inspections of processing facilities and forcing companies to recall contaminated food. The vote was 73-25. Times reporter Gardner Harris says the bill brought Democrats and Republicans together for the first time since last month's elections.
What was really behind this bipartisan effort is that if you look at the polling on this, it is overwhelming that something like 75% of people in this country want safer foods, and they believe that this is something that the government has a role in. And the pollsters tell me that it's pretty much the only issue that they've polled on where there is no divide between Democrats and Republicans.
Times reporter Gardner Harris. In Germany, sculptures that were reviled by the Nazis have surfaced at a subway construction site in Berlin. One was by the nearly forgotten German modernist Edwin Scharf. 10 other pieces turned up later, apparently hidden away by a tax lawyer until his office was bombed in air raids in World War II. Everything fell through the floor and then the building collapsed on top. Future Robinson Canoes and Eli Mannings are getting their start earlier than ever. Gyms and exercise DVDs train babies before they can walk. Fitness coach Doreen Ballheis owns a gym for kids in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She says it's never too early to get kids moving.
We read to babies. We put them on our laps before they can understand language. And we know it's important to introduce literacy at a very young age. Physical literacy is exactly the same process. Adults sell babies short because they can't talk yet. But when we teach from babyhood people to move well, they'll enjoy doing it, and they'll continue doing it.
Some experts have their doubts. Dr. Lyle Michelli founded the first pediatric sports medicine clinic in the U.S. He says there's no evidence that training infants increases coordination. He says it could increase the potential for injuries. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, the European Union opened an antitrust investigation into Google. At issue is whether Google abused its dominance in online searches. That's a sore point in Europe, where Google controls more than 80% of the online search market. The investigation comes amid complaints from smaller web businesses. They claim Google downgraded their sites and its search results to weaken potential competitors for advertising. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has become a sensation on YouTube. One video where Christie had a sharply worded exchange with a teacher has been viewed 766,000 times. That's fueling buzz about his being a potential national candidate in 2012. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.